Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the fifth week of Easter, May 9th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own, because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you.'" There is something deeply unsettling in the words of Jesus from the Gospel of John today. "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first." These are not the kind of words that we might choose for encouragement. They are not soft or consoling on the surface. They are stark, even sobering. And yet within them lies a hidden tenderness, a truth that, if received completely, a truth that, if received contemplatively, becomes a source of profound peace. There was once a young woman named Clara who worked in a busy hospital. She was known for her quiet presence. She didn't preach, she didn't argue, but she lived differently. She listened more than others. She refused to gossip. She treated the most difficult patients with unusual patience. At first, her co-workers admired her, but over time, something shifted. Her refusal to participate in the usual cynicism made others uncomfortable. Her silence exposed their noise. Her kindness revealed their indifference. Without intending to, she became a kind of mirror, and not everyone liked what they saw. One day in the break room, a colleague mocked her. "You think you're better than everyone else, don't you?" Clara was stunned. She had never thought that. In fact, she often felt inadequate. But in that moment, she began to understand something. It was not her they were rejecting. It was the light she carried, however imperfectly. That evening, as she sat in prayer, she remembered the words of Jesus, "The world hated me first." And for the first time, she did not feel alone. Jesus draws a clear line. "You do not belong to the world. I have chosen you out of the world." This is not a rejection of creation. It is not a call to withdraw from life. Rather, it is a revelation of identity. To belong to the world in this sense is to be shaped by its values, its need for approval, its attachment to power, its fear of vulnerability, its resistance to truth. But to be chosen out of the world is to belong to Christ, to live from a deeper center, to be rooted in love that does not depend on acceptance. This is where contemplative spirituality becomes essential. Because the temptation, when we feel rejected or misunderstood, is to react, to defend ourselves, to harden our hearts, or to conform just enough to be accepted. But Jesus invites us to something else, to remain in Him, to abide in His love, even when that love is not recognized by others. Why does the world resist the disciple? Not because the disciple is perfect, but because even a small light disturbs the darkness. When you forgive instead of retaliating, when you choose humility over self-promotion, when you remain faithful in a culture of compromise, you quietly proclaim that another way is possible, and that can feel threatening to those who are not ready to see. So how do we live this gospel without becoming bitter or afraid? We return to silence. In contemplative prayer, we allow the words of Jesus to descend from the mind into the heart. I have chosen you. This is the anchor. Not you are rejected, but you are chosen. The deeper we rest in that faith, the less we need the world's approval. And slowly something remarkable happens. We stop trying to prove ourselves. We stop taking rejection personally. We begin to love without needing to be loved in return. And this is freedom. Clara continued her work at the hospital. The tension didn't disappear overnight, but she changed. She no longer tried to be understood. She simply tried to be faithful. And over time, something unexpected happened. A nurse who had once mocked her came to her quietly one evening and said, "How do you stay so calm when everything is falling apart?" Clara didn't give a speech. She just said, "I'm not calm. I just try to stay close to Jesus." The conversation ended there, but a seed had been planted. To be chosen by Christ is to live in a quiet tension, fully present in the world, but not defined by it. There will be moments of misunderstanding, perhaps even rejection, but beneath it all there is a deeper belonging. You are His, and that is enough. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who were rejected yet remained rooted in love, teach us how to abide in you when we feel misunderstood or alone. Free us from the need for approval and anchor us in the truth that we are chosen by you. Give us the grace to reflect your light gently, without fear, without pride, trusting that even the smallest act of love can touch a hidden heart. And when the world resists us, remind us that we walk in your footsteps and that we are never alone. Amen. If you found a blessing in this small reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage. When we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives, may God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.